Menachem or Umi Boile. Slice it in me and Shmuel's name. I'm Zoya Pashas Bereshis Saida Do. Thomas, he's going to explain the Indian of Sumo Menachem Umi Boile. Pida Kainu Yavu. Ki Odom Tzarech Lies Shachi Nayas. Look down. Kamisupa al Rav Shoyas Shachi Nayas. Always look down. Loy Mistakal. Chusla Daladamas. He didn't look outside his Daladamas. Pachtishla Yifkam Rusa Yashumi Payuz Riyah. Just like there's a pegam b'tzor zel avatola, kach yesh pegam b'tzor ri el avatola nikra bris. Peldik hazach kamesh asal aitzi zer akim bezivug. Kein adov hazeh.
What
does it mean in the bris einayim? Oh, so in other words, just like there's a bris. Like just like there's a bris mila, and the pegam of the bris mila is zera levatola chas v'shalom shalei b'shazivu. So the same thing, bris is always a shmir, a sort of his kashrus. It's just like, in other words, come to it. It's like a bris means you make a covenant with somebody, right? You make a covenant, you become one with somebody. So, and therefore you mustn't chas v'shalom go to somebody else. So just like there's a bris, the Indian of bris mila, the Indian of krisis bris, the Rabbi Shalom is koyer's bris with Klal Yisrael. Every bris is mushrish an Indian of krisis bris. The krisis bris is with two people who miskasha together, misyache together, and mainly that asks chas v'shalom to betray. So that's that's the same chinah by bris mila. Person got to be shame in the bris. You shouldn't chas v'shalom betray only b'shal zivug.
And the bris will become one with the kash baruch hu.
That's going to be the sadr. It's the ma'adik yisadr. It's the ma'adik chiddush. So bris mila we've spoken about. We've spoken about dibor as well. The dibor is connected to sefer yitzir. Here's machadish. There's three. Sadr azan zachar. The bris einayim. Person looks at a re'iyah stam. It's like levatola. Any pirtz of a bris is levatala. Understand? Bris means it's got to be to make a yichud, and any pegam of that is a bechina of zera levatala. So by re'iya runs from a shloach kodesh. So the pel de gezach, he says over here, filim istakal dover reshus hugdugma samoitzi zera levatala. A re'iya can only be a re'iya shel mitzvah. A re'iya that's not a re'iya shel mitzvah, even a re'iya of rishus, that's like a bechina of mitzvah zera levatola. Pachad ikazach. So this is a mighty kazach to look into a re'iya, a bris re'iya. Now, dibor is a pesach. A bris mila is a pesach. You pierce it, a pesach. It's mitzvah things, the pears, mitzvah diburim. And the pear and the bris is tzad ha'shavetz. This tzad ha'shavas, but re'iya the einayim, anaya the hair, need the hair of the einayim. What's the sod? We finish the paragraph. Tomorrow the sod. Ratzalayim shekol davar shebo'ilam nivra tzarich adam adam la'av the koinoi kol ma shebara kadosh baruch hu ve'lo me la'bar lechvoidam. So Meila, everything is the Maisa Kovet Shemai. Nimtza b'chol dova yish Kovet Shel Aboyer. B'stak al Odom b'chol dova meivin Kovet Aboyer. The person looks at everything and he's meivin Kovet Aboyer. He's misyachad im HaKovet, he's misyachad im HaKovet. V'oz misakin HaDova v'hu. He makes a yichad with the Kovet Aboyer. He's like, Nivra HaDova Zerach B'shul Shiyu V'al Yodah Kovet Aboyer. V'arin misakin HaKovet al Adei Odom HaHu. Says the word of Kedah. Says that word of Kedah. Hashem b'chachma yisad oretz. Einayim is yidua as chachma. Rizal says that the einayim is the yud. The koyach of re'iya is mushrish in the yud of the yud kevavke. Yud is chachma, yeah? Re'iya is chachma. Eiza chachma roya. Eiza chachma roya samayin. Hashem b'chachma yisad oretz. So the whole world is full of, the yisoid of the world is chachma. Right? Now the yisoid is always you build a building. So the first thing you do is you make Yisoidus, and then the next thing you do is you cover over the Yisoidus. So the Yisoid, Hashem B'chachma Yisad Aretz, means that the Yisoid of the whole Bria is Chachma, and the Chachma is Ne'elam. The Chachma is hidden in the the Bria. We've got to find the Chacham. What's the Chacham, Shukal Dabar? So what does it say? Is a Chacham a Roya? It's a Noilat. What's Shat Roya Sanoilat? Roya Sanoilat means he sees the outcome. What is the outcome? He sees the Te'elis. He sees the Te'elis of it. Right? So what's Chacham? Chacham is seeing the Te'elis because Dabar Shabbat. We call Dabar Dabar. That's the Mechanism Chacham. The Ayin is a Koyach. Ayin is a chiyev to see the Te'elis Shabbat Dabar Dabar. Where's this? Where's the Makar of this? Krishna. Parashat Tzitzis says where Yisem or Yisoy. What are you supposed to look at? You're supposed to look at the Tcheles. What's the same word as Tcheles? Tachlis. So Yisem or Yisoy means that your ear has got to be, has got to see the Tachlis and everything. When you're looking at the Tzitzis after Mechavan, that just like we said so many times in the last few days, the Tachlis is Ne'elam. Don't see the Tcheles nowadays. You've got to be Mechavan for the Tachlis. That's the mitzvah where Yisem or Yisoy. You've got to make yourself eyes, to make yourself eyes that see a tachlis. If something is here without a tachlis, that's the batola. If there's no tachlis, then it's the batola. So the chokhmah, the moichin, their tafkid is to see the tachlis and everything. And the ri'iyah is a yitziyah from the moyach, right? The ri'iyah is a yitziyah from the moyach. The moyach sees the task, has to see, that's the void, has to see the tachlis and everything. So if the moyach doesn't see the tachlis, if you might see a koyach of the moyach, if you might see a koyach of the moyach without tachlis, what's that? The baton. Where does the zera come from? The moyach. Where does the riyah come from? The moyach. So the moyach is mechayev you to see the tayalas, to see the tachlis and everything. If you might see the koyach atachlis levatol, if you without a tachlis, that's levatol. So he is a hechra. He is a hechra. Either he is mamish very, very close to the harider. He is very close to the moyach. The naim are very close to the moyach. So that, so when a person looks at something, it's a hitzor from the moyach. It's a hitzor from the koyach of the moyach. And maybe the reiya has to see the tachlis. Or the isa moysay. What's the tachlis? It's called mitzvah Hashem. Everything here is a keli for avodas Hashem. The chachma, that's the tasod of eiza chachma roes anoylad. A tipesh doesn't see the tachlis, so therefore he does an avera. Ein on the moiv avera, then we can nechras by ruach shtus. What's shot an avera? Avera means you're going to use it for stam. You're going to use it for stam for lelote elis. That's the LS, that's you're losing the batala, that's a shaita, ruach shtus, because he's not using chachma, so the maid is doing things bli ta'elas. Chacham only does things with a ta'elas. So maybe he doesn't do affairs. Because doing things with ta'elas, doing things with chachma, is seeing the ta'elas in everything. So you don't use it for something else. It's very, it's clear?
Yeah. That's really clear. And the guy with the nail, how does nail at it? Usually means future. How does that also mean tachlis?
Outcome. What's the outcome of what we're going to do? What's the outcome we're going to do? In other words, sometimes a person's pushed to do a pa'ula. You've got to know what the outcome is. Outcome is the same thing as, you know, what's the tachlis? What's going to be of this? Why am I doing it? Shine, I've done it now. Yitzhak pulled me to do it. Now what? So the person's got to do something for tachlis, for tachlis. That's the whole sod of this thing. Some English is full of tcheles. Tcheles, Rabbanan, tcheles. Tcheles is tachlis. The Kohen had a tzitz on his moyach, on his metzach. And the tzitz was tied with psil tcheles to the mitz nefes. Shat is, the moyach, and what ties the tzitz? The tcheles, the tachlis. The Kohen, the whole avoidance of some English was an avoidance of tachlis. In other words, there wasn't any waste. There wasn't anything levatal in the Beis Hamikdash. A coin who was zera vatal. Obviously, he couldn't do a void there. And the Mishnah says there was special nikkuda. Rather not. Besides that, nothing else was levatal. You want a pencil? Nothing else. Nothing was levatal in the Beis Hamikdash. In other words, all the nisim in the basin. What were all the nisim in the basin? That the basa was masriach, and all these leras of zvum basin mitbchaim, la yipila isha miscarry. There was no waste. There's nothing that was yerd letimayon in the basin English. That was the claudius of the nisim in the basin English. Nothing went letimayon. There's no waste in the basin English. Why? Because it was a place of tachlis, a place with chelas. There you saw the tachlis of everything. Even the Trumas Hadeshen, which is the leftovers of the ashes. It was like Antz Avoid of Trumas Hadeshen. The Kohen used to run up the ramp and fight over Trumas Hadeshen. It was like Antz Avoid. Everything was an Avoid. Everything had a tachlis. Even ash had a tachlis, had a tachlis in the Bais HaMikdash. Smigdash was a place of tachlis. So Mele was a place of no waste. So Mele, therefore, the Smigdash was a mokum chalechiv riyah. That's riyah. What's a riyah? Again, you got to see the tachlis and everything. So when Eden came to the Smigdash to be a riyah, so then they came to the Smigdash, saw a mokum where nothing goes to waste. That's a chachma to kazach. Big chachma to build such a zach. Tzalal v'amala yisei v'chochma v'tuna. He's a mardik chacham to build a place which doesn't give out waste. The Dor Dea was the Dor of Das, the Dor of Moichin. So the Dor Dea, there can't be waste. It's Das, and Das is tachlis and everything. If there's tachlis and everything, then there's no waste. So therefore, taka the mon was nivla bevareim. Shuta, there's no waste. Didn't need the Beis HaKisei, because the Dor Dea is a Dor of Das, and when it's Das, there's no. It's a very deep and deep for yourself. You have the same Nakuda, by Yosef Tzadik was a Shomer Einayim. Yeah, Yosef Tzadik was a Shomer Einayim. Yachas Einayim. Hanon Kasina Mizara De Yosef De Lo Shelta Ba'ayim Bisha. When the Zara Shel Yosef is no brachas, we'll be teaching him. And Yosef is a Shomer Einayim. It's a Shomer Einayim. So he sees tachlis everything. He sees tachlis everything. Okay, Rifki, close the front door. So he knows. He sees tachlis everything. He sees tachlis everything. So then there's no waste. Mitzrayim is punfaket. Mitzrayim is the hepech of the Einayim. Nobody wants to see me. You mustn't look at Mitzrayim with Einayim. So Mitzrayim is called Erev Asaharetz. So Mitzrayim is kulei levatolah. It was Kulei Pegam in the Einayim. It was the Erev Asaharetz. It was the whole Mitzrayim. It was a Gilui Erev. So everyone worked very hard together, everybody filled up warehouses. But Mitzrayim and the Mitzrayim, everything there is Levatol. So what happened to everything they stored up? It rotted. The only one who had, the only one who's Tvua, the only one who does things that the Leishelet boy recovered, that was Yosef Atzadi. That was Yosef Atzadi. Maybe Yosef Atzadi, whoever's Shomer Einayim, doesn't see recovering, doesn't see waste, because Shmir Sinai automatically sees that whatever he does, he's doing it with the Re'iyah, he's doing it with the Eidah Chacham. Eidah Chacham, a Re'iyah Sanoila, but the Paris ate him, no? He's a Chacham. He's a Chacham, everything he does is B'Chachma. So Meila, if everything does is B'Chachma, so Meila, there's no Levatola, there's no waste, there's no Levatola. So therefore, whatever Yosef does, stays. There's Mekayim and there's no Levatola. Mitzrayim will forget. Teres Yeshua says that Yaakov Avinu, he was 130 when he came down to Mitzrayim, yeah? Why was he 130? Because Kof Lamed is Gematria Ayin. Means he first stayed in Eretz Yisrael for 130 years. first was Kovea is in Ayin before he came down to Mitzrayim. Because when we come down to Mitzrayim, we go on a look. He said it was Yud Zayin Shana Mitzrayim, which is Toiv, Zayin Toiv. So when Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim, the first thing he said was Shema. Because Shema, you cover your eyes. We discuss, that's the old sod. We're coming to assume that's the old sod of you cover your eyes when you say Shema. The person covers his eyes when he says Shema. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The tachlis of everything is to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu on everything. That's a yichud, you mesiachid de makovet. It's a yichud. You see your malchus of HaKol Mashal, to see the Rabbein Shem. So if your eyes don't see Olam Hazeh, and your eyes pierce, and they go straight to the yichud. Shema is the yichud. the milchiga eye sees, or what the gashmistika eye sees, so that's malim the chacham. But ezo chacham aroya, he sees the emistikariya. The emistikariya is you see the tachlis and everything. You see the tachlis and everything, you see the kvod shemayim and everything. So Yaakov comes down to Shemayim, to Mitzrayim, and he's 130, gematria ayin, he closes his eyes, and then when he opens them, he's at toiv yisim, he sees the b'chinas of toiv.
With Yosef, he said.
Oh, with Yosef, that's right. When he met Yosef, that's right. Together they made the yichud, and together they said that even in Mitzrayim. So that was the tach, that was the whole Beis HaMikdash. So when he came to the Beis HaMikdash, you had to make a re'iyah over there. And the more you saw in the Beis HaMikdash, the more your enayim were geared to be a royas anoylad. It's ready to see you. Emes Maneda, Mari Koyen, Ria. What are they doing? What are they even doing in Makipurim? Hey, look at Makipurim. What are they doing about the Rani Beis HaMikdash? What did they do? They watched. Misha Roya, Zeh, Loi Roya, Zeh. They watched. Ria. You came to the Beis HaMikdash for Ria. Because it was a place where you were Roya Sanoila. It's a place where you were Roya Sanoila. So, Mina, therefore, that was the Tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash. Because B'chinas Re'iyah the Beis HaMikdash, B'chinas Re'iyah Sanoila. It's really that comes out of mind, because this is really very much to go deep. Aaron HaKoyim, right? Beis HaMikdash wasn't only a place where you saw that nothing was Levatola. Beis HaMikdash was also a tikkun for anything that did go that was Yotzel Levatola. We know the Moshan Tekah B'Shefer Godol. There's a Yerotzen over there, Makatzenu Yachad Mi'arba Kampex Oretz. Yeah? Makatzenu Yachad Mi'arba Kampex Oretz is a shame of Yikabola Ches Beis Vov. Makatzenu Yachad Mi'arba Kampex. There's a shame Ches Vov. There's a Yerotzen over there. All the Zera that went in the Batola through that shame should all come back. Tachzir and Amokim Kedusha. And the Yudke Vovke, Baruch Atah Hashem, Makamis Nitchi Am Yisrael. The Nikud, the Nikudah of the Yud Kevavke, is the Shuruk, which is Keneged Hoyd, Midas Hoyd. Brachot Kavashev is Keneged Hoyd. What's up, you say there? Tchoyne Das, Shevenu, Vina, Tchaserius, Tchachlonu, Tchesed, Rebaninu, Gvura, Feinu, Tiferes, Barchalenu, Netzach, Kavashev, Hoyd. Who's Midas Hoyd? Who? Aaron HaKoyim. Aaron HaKoyim. That's what you saw. It's Hoyd and it's the same Zach. It's the next one. Aaron HaKoyim's Hoyd. Right, Hoyd means what? The bracha Hoyd means the Aron HaKoyim. The Koyach of the Koyanim wasn't just that in the Beis HaMikdash they had a mokayim where they didn't let anything go levatola. Even things that were levatola, the kapteinu yachad me'arba kampeis ha'aretz. That's the mid of the Hoyd. That was the mid of Aron HaKoyim. So in other words, it's such a powerful place of ibatola, such a powerful place of ibatola, that even things that were levatola. It's a famous Yisod that if Klausel wouldn't have sinned, the Gemara says that they only went into Golas Kadei make Gerim, because Gerim have Netzaitis of Kedusha that went astray. So if they wouldn't have sinned, who would have brought back those Netzaitis? If they wouldn't have been a Chom Beis HaMikdash, who would have gone out to bring back those Netzaitis? Territories of Beis HaMikdash would have sucked them in. Beis HaMikdash had a Koyach to suck in Netzaitis, the Levatola, that went astray. So that's the sod of the Beis HaMikdash, such a koyach of re'iyah, such a koyach of not going to Levatola, that they even had a koyach to suck things that did go to Levatola, to suck them back to Lachzim and Mokhaim Kedusha. That's the koyach of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, Reb Chaim Yerushalmi writes, I remember seeing my own eyes, I've quoted it to so many people, and I don't remember where, so it could be in this parish to Pekei Obis, for Reb Chaim. He writes that in the Beis HaMikdash, the same nest that the Achilas HaKarbonos was Nivla Bevaria, like a Bechin of Amon, because that's the same vow we're talking about. In a place which is Kula Tachlis, Kula Te'elas, there's no waste, there's no Psoilus. Shabbos is a Gilui into the Tachlis, the Loss of Lavoi. Shabbos, you mustn't deal with Psoilus. Boyer is psoilus and toichoich. They're not allowed to take psoilus out. They don't deal with psoilus. Shabbos is not psoilus. Don't deal with psoilus. Shabbos only deal with oich. That's the nekuda. So that's kedusha. If you look at everything, if you look at the whole bria, you realize that the whole bria is full of kavod shemayim. Look at the whole bria. Look at kavod shemayim. So you see the kavod shemayim in everything. So you seeing the tachlis is seeing the ta'elis. So that's a re'iyah. And then you have zaych, and then you have mekayim re'isa moisoy tachlis. If avoid zara, what avoid zara? Avoid zara must be faked. Avoid zara must. Avoid zara is kulei waste. Always avoid it about power. See as tzurachayim. That's a psim shagas. Teretz is the day hashkafa was. No, nothing. This doesn't have to be a tachlis. A waste about it. Chazma says one big garbage. Do what you want. Throw it all away. That's the word. That's the sod of avoid zara. So avoid zara. In other words, the opposite of making a yichud out of everything is that there is waste. You have to make a tachlis out of everything. It's about power. Don't make a tachlis out of everything. There is waste. There are things that you could do stump for the sake of doing it. Stump for the sake of doing it. That's the avoida. Yiddishkeit is forget. Yiddishkeit in the Mishkan, in the Midbar, who's Nivlam Evarim. Taket says if they were Roshoim. So there was Pseudos, it's a mitzvah in Kipashas Kisetze. But Yosef, Tiye Lecho, Alazinecho, Tiyasecho, it's going to be Chutzlamachaneh. That's a walk, a very long walk to be excused. Why? Being excused, that's not in the Machne Yisrael in the Midbar. It was a Dor Deya. A Dor Deya is a Dor Kul of Moyach. Das, Kul of full of Moyach. Moyach, Das, full of Roya Sanoila. Roya Sanoila means that everything is in Tayelis. If it's Shaykh Psalis, Shaykh waste, the person has to go to the bathroom, it doesn't belong in the Machne. Yeah, Machne Yisrael, you have to be Misrachi, Michal Slamachne. Tzadik, Kadosh Elyon, when he dies, the body stays whole, there's no recovering, like Shailah by recovering, because that's the ending of there's no, not Shaykh waste, not Shaykh waste, everything has a tatel, everything has a tachlis, the tzian going to the tzian of the tzadik, etc. That's all the koyach of Rimaydi, the koyach of
Rimaydi.
Saying that his body's whole. It's a tzaddikim because it's a merkava. It's still in merkava. His neshama comes down. It's still a merkava for the neshama. Vilhan yidush tefillas. Oh, so that's called a yichud. That's called a yichud. Seeing the tachlis, seeing the ta'elis and everything. That's called a ra'iyah. So Amina, that's what you're saying. A ra'iyah where you don't see a tachlis is a hamshacha from the moyach levatola. Moyed gezach Shmona Esra is Olam Atzilus. Olam Atzilus is only the Shechina. Only Likus, right? The Oris and the Kalim, everything is Nisyachet. There's only the Rabbein Shalaylam. That's why a person must be careful with Machshava not to think about anything else, because there isn't anything else in Atzilus. What are we davening for? Shmona Esra Tefillah called Chai Yishoh. Pinked in Tefillah, actually, we should be in Olam Asiyah. You're davening for Parnassah and Olam Atzilus. Now Atzilus is only the Rabbanu Shel Olam. I can see Baruch Aleinu and Olam Atzilus. The word is, that's the word. The word is, you have to make a Zah Yichud. You have to realize that everything down here has to be a Tachlis, everything is a Ta'elis. Everything has to be a Yichud down here. So when you're asking for Chai Yisho, you have to realize that the Chai Yisho is a Ta'elis. The Chai Yisho is a Tachlis. The Chai Yisho is a Ta'elis. So then the Olam Atzilus, all there is the Rabbanu Shel Olam. The Yichud, Echud Shebe Echud. All there is the Rabbanu Shel Olam. You have to ask for Chai Shoah and Azam Matzav to realize that there's nothing in Chai Shoah that's not Rabbeinu Shalom. That's Azam Matzilas. There's nothing that's not Rabbeinu Shalom. Bria already, there's a Havamin of a Bria, Natzilas is a Havamin of a Bria yet. There you ask for Chai Shoah to realize that Chai Shoah is going to be Azah Yichud. Every dealing with a Bria, with the world, it's going to be Azah Yichud. It's going to be like a Bechin of Azam Matzilas. So that's why before Shemon Esra we say Shema Yisra. It's a chana for Shema Yisra. Shema Yisra, there's nothing in front of us. All that there is Hashem Echad. Shema Yisra, Hashem Lakin, Hashem Echad. We've got to make a ganz neyichad. So more like the hair, a person goes to his plush office. He's got to remember. He's got to remember his oil matzinos over here. He's got to make a yichad in everything he's doing. Big achrayas. Daimel is a Amor Chazal, Roy Elonis, Bibinissim, Vorach, and Roy Brias Nois, Shad Vorach, Shimonu Chazal. Behepech Amor, right? This is Perik and Brochus, Perik Haroya, it's called. And brachas is all about Shemayim, Shemayim, Lashem, Varetz, Nosan, Levnei Adam. And the other place it says Lashem, Varetz, Amloya. So that's the Torah. The Torah says you've got to find the Yichud down here. Kan Koidim Abrocha, Kan Liacha Abrocha. Liacha Abrocha, we discussed it, Nizgala, La Havaya Horetz, you find the Shem Havaya in Horetz. What? To find the Shem Havaya in Horetz, you have to have a good eyesight. That's Perik HaRoya, Masechetz Brochas. It's Hashlama, that's Perik, it's Hashlama, Masechetz Brochas. Is that you have a Mardi Kariya, you have a Ri'iya of Hashem Horetz in life. Ubehe Bechomru, Tvaket, Mhoilach, Vedech, Vashoyin, Mafsik, Mishnosa, Vayim, Mano, Ilam, Zeres, and Mishchai, Ben Afshoyis. You see the Ri'iya can be developed, you can see a mountain, and you make a Yichud. And you can see Ri'iya, and it's a Bechina, Mishchai, Ben Afshoyis, Kilo Nivra Adov, Elah, Sir, Ravoy, Nisaboy. Other rabbi, the karav oisai, when shall I made a num that is ilanoi to be a karav to his avoid, not to be merachik, he wants to make a yichud over there. You're mafsik in your yichud to see a tree, that's the opposite of what the tree's doing there. The tree's supposed to be to make a yichud, not to take you away from there. Zeu su mar menechem, shu shoyat lakbiya, velisa inayim nirayim. Yilat to be makbiya, yilat to lisa inayim nirayim, ach, boifin shakol dava shatiru, אז ראו מי בור האלה, וצלם השאל יד היתירו כבד הבירה, ומי בור הממציאו? הבויב האח אלוי. אתה צריך לי, זה שוח עיניים. For that you have to look down, you have to look up. סאו מור מניח, שוח עיניים means to look down. In other words, your עיניים have to be a בחינה, you're seeing the שמיים and everything. You're looking down and you're seeing the שמיים down here. And that's the שביסי השוי מניח בסוף. The world was created over the Shem Elakim, Bereshis Bara Elakim. But Shoyrish, what you have to find in the Elakim, the Elakim is the master. What you have to find in the Elakim is the Shem Havaya. That's what you have to find. That's what you have to find everywhere. Shivisi Havaya, the Nekdi Somit. Shivisi Havaya, the Nekdi Somit. Elakim is Gematria Hateva. That unfortunately we see only too well. You have to see the Shoyrish, you have to find the Havaya and everything. Look at the Sodor, you see Havaya and maybe something.
Well, what
was
the thing? The beer was created by the Kim.
The Kim, because the Kim is a master.
Right.
Pasuk in Tehillim says, Kishemesh Amogin, Havaya the Kim. So the Shoyrish of the Bria is with Kivovki. And the Kim is the Esther. Like we said, the Shoyrish is the Yesoy, that's the Yud Kivovki. But then the Kim is mastered. So the Kim, you can see with any eye. Gashmistik Hanayim. So Paro is Mammon Elakim, right? Paro is Mammon in the Shem Elakim. What was he called for? Mi Havaya Asher Eshma B'Koyle, he said. Mi Yudke Vofke Asher Eshma B'Koyle. Or by Elakim, Elakim is Gematria Teva, forget. That's why Elakim can turn into Elohim, Elohim Acher, Avoy the Zorah. They chapon to you, you can't. If there's a Hizgalas of Yudke Vofke, it's Shaykh Avoy the Zorah, that's the Bittle of Avoy the Zorah. Yudke Vofke is always Veloshin Yochid, that's the Yichud. Elakim is Yud Mem at the end is Veloshin Rabbin. That's a Nesimus Mokin, it's Chasu Shalom to say there's a Ribuy of Ribuy Rishuy is Chasu Shalom.
So why Taka Roshan
Rabbi? Elakim, because that's our Bechir. When Shalom gave a Nesimus Mokin to see Teva, to think there's Ribuy Koychus in the Bria. Let's look at the Maharal, the beginning of Netzach Yisrael, it's Maharal. Kilo, all the Korsim were there to believe. There's a god for the Mayim and there's a god for those. So you can't have a god for H and a god for Mayim, the same god, because they're two hafachim. That's what the Shitosom. Shitosom. But that's a Yud Mem. That's a Rabbim. That's the Ben Shalom gave us that Nesoyin. If it's be a Giloy, it's Galus, Yud Kivovke. There's no. Yud Kivovke is the Yichud. Yichud is not Shnechud. So Yichud is always a Yichud with a Shem Havaya. Shem Havaya is Echud, and it's Bitla with a Zorah. That's what Ben Shalom was showing in the stream. Ani Havaya, Ani Yud Kevavke Bekerev Haaretz. They believe in those. Ani Havaya Bekerev Haaretz. And there, if it's Havaya, if it's a Yichud with the Ben Shalom, then there's Lo Eladei Malach, Lo Eladei Shliach, then all the Elohim and Tzoyim, they all fall away. They all fall away. That's the Sod of Tefillin. Tefillin Shalosh. Why the Goyim so scared of Tefillin? Because Tefillin is the Yud Kevavke. Tefillin is the Yichud. Tefillin is the Yichud of Havaya. Goyim see Yud Kevavke, they see Gila Yud Kevavke, then we Yoru, we Yoru Mimiko. First state in the Tefillin, Hashem's Tefillin. Goy Echad Boretz. First state in our Tefillin, Hashem Echad. That's the Yichud. Yichud means that we and Hashem are one. His Tefillin, Kari Yochad, our Tefillin, or Echad. It's the goyim, the whole koyach comes from because Yud Kei Vav Kei is benista. Yud Kei Vav Kei is benista. So therefore, there's a Yud Mem. Yud Mem is Lashon Rabbim. So, you know, for them, they understand this as an asinus smokin for their getchka, for their lilim.
What did they say the scared is for? Why?
Moritz is brachas. Yoru kolam moritz. So, very sure. Yoru kolam moritz kishem Hashem nikra lecha v'yoru mimeka eilut from Shabbarosh. Going to see the tefillin, the tefillin Shavu Rosh, stories in the Six-Day War, where they're on the tanks, a few from soldiers, they're diving on the tanks with tefillin, and there's some Syrian tanks that were coming towards them, they got in viewpoint, turned around and fled. Where's the Shavu Rosh? That's where the Baruch Rebbe came out of the Mifts tefillin, by the Six-Day War.
What's that?
Because the tefillin, the Mifts are putting tefillin on the eagle.
And that was came out then?
Yeah, 61. Yoram and Mecca. What's the vault? The vault of tefillin is the Gilu of Abai. Gilu of Abai, Gilu of the Achtus. It's a Gilu of Achtus. They've got nothing to. They can only chop onto a plural. But once it's a Yud Kei Vav Kei, so that's the bitl of all Avodah Zarah. If it's a bitl of all Avodah Zarah, it's like a Bar Mitzrayim. Oz Yoshe Moshe is no other kings. You know, the king who knows Midas HaGavura. Hashira was a Pachadik HaGavura. Who could think of a big ass Gabrus in the Mitzrayim going under? And the Vort is, there the whole Vort was, there was Mitzgala. Just before that it says that Mitzrayim, they say Achrem, and Rashi says there was the Sa'ar of Mitzrayim. There was a Gilu, the Rosh Hashanah took the Sa'ar of Mitzrayim, the Malach of Mitzrayim, right? But they worship Taka Ruchnis Taka Koyach. With Bayan Shalom was Mashbalet, all that remains was the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Who, once the Gilu, Shama'am, Chilach, Haz Yeshe, Pelosh, Haz Nifal, Ha'aluf, Ha'edam, Eile, Moyev, Namoygu, Kal Yeshe, V'Kanon. Just Amalek, that's the chutzpah of Amalek, that even when he sees the Yichud, he's got the, that's this chutzpah we're going to turn now, that's another parasha. But that's the sod, when there's a Havaya, a Gilu, but then there's no Bechira, then there's no Goyim, then there's no Avodah Zarah, there's no nothing. So therefore, Bunchlo's master them. But what's our avoider? Avoider is Shavisi Havaya that make the summit. To find the Havaya. The Havaya is Mushrush and everything. You find the Yudke Vovke, that's the Yichud. Then you make a Yichud. So that's what the Goyim are master. Mi Havaya, Sheshma Bakoyle. Stream Tainid is no waste. The Tainid, the Taiva is not a waste. Gufnius is not a waste. Gashmius is not a waste. It's a Tachnis Bifniyatzman. We know Gashmius by itself is the biggest waste. So that's why the Mitzrayim is to preserve the bodies, that they shouldn't go to waste. To prove their tipshus, that you can live a Gashmistic life, and that's a Teilus. We know the Guf, Bifneyatzma is not a Teilus. So that's like anything Gashmius, that goes off. It's to preserve, to show that there's a Teilus, that that itself is a Teilus. But the Meisa, Avada, Hevel Piem. Hevel Avalim. There's only one Tayelus, and that's the Ruchni, and we have to find the Ruchni in everything. So it doesn't eat, and he's mal and it sits from Achid. He's made a Yichud, he's Moitzi Kedush, he finds Kedush in Achid. So then the meal wasn't a Tayelus. There wasn't a waste, and that was a Tayelus as well. So that's Dalad Amos. Dalad Amos is Havai, the Dalad Oisius of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Nikra Vloshin Imois, Kamas Evi Tzira, Shalish Imois, Emesh, Eishmaim, Avim Vloshin Shoyrish, Imois, a Shoyrish, the mother is a Shoyrish of the Vlad Vini, Aroya Bachol Dova, Koyda Boyer, Mi Borim, Himoi, Soma Kam Shvisa Shemekti Soma, Stakam Dalad Amos, Im Dalad Oisei Abaya, Kamo.
Amos is
Shoyrish,
the same.
Imois, yeah, the mother is a Shoyrish. Have a look over here, your base. Imois, Moshe, Aim, Shem. Aim with your side of Cholem Tzom. So with Zayin Ikru She'el Mestakel Kul Chutz L'Dal Adamas. Because the Messiah Maposet, the same Poset says L'Cholem B'Shem Ikru. He's always looking at Hashem. L'Cholem B'Shem Ikru, always looking at Hashem. In other words, L'Cholem B'Shem Ikru, that's the Imam Rishtay at the end of that Poset. So Amar Rav Meir, Umi Bar Eile, L'Cholem B'Shem Ikru. Always looking at Hashem, always looking at Yud Kei Vav Kei. Someone who's always looking at Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's called not being mistaken on Chutz L'Dal Adamas. The shirish of everything we said is the Yud Kei Vav Kei. He doesn't look out of the Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is four Oisius, which is Dalet four Amos. He doesn't look out of the four Amos. I'm sure if I go where I am, then a person can think. This is a lesson for people not to go out into Kiruv too early. Abba Amos shall Adam Chaynes la b'chol mok. Kin of Abba Amos is b'chol mok. Why? Because Arayish la Adam Dalet Amos b'chol mok. Because a person is m'loy chal aretz kavoyde. Slemish m'loy chal aretz kavoyde b'chol dova. Timtza kovin abayar, nikra Dalet Amos. Ha'ana v'sha sarah mavada des yud kevavke. But not always can a person's re'ir chapon to the yud kevavke. Sometimes it's such a hester that you need to be avadas to yichidim can, but even klali, a person mustn't hang around everywhere and look for havayas everywhere. Shasa rabim, you're not koyin a daladamas. Shadam makom tumim, zdavi b'chas v'shalom etekinim in daladamas. Why? Ki ena kach baruch hashor makom tumim. What does it mean? The baruch shalom hashor. You see, ani Hashem yeh asher chinat al matoyv. Ena shchin hashor makom tumim. Says Dani. Aye, v'afshak kach baruch hu yeh mislabish. Who's got the koyach? To break the clip and dam guza of the nut of the egoist levara hechem teichab soyus. Who's got the koyach? In the Rishus Rabbah, which is the mother of the clipper, who's got the koyach to break that? You can't look for yudke vavke in places where the tumah is very heavy, because you won't find the person. Won't find the stomach person. Won't find it. Like it says, Kashi is Baila, come on, Visi Bnei Aliyah, Behem Watim. Okay, in other words, like Leite Kin Rabban and Dal Damas also. Since the Dal Damas corresponds to Shivisi, Swan Shlom doesn't want a person making a Shivisi looking for Havai in Rosh Hashanah. There's plenty of places you can find Shivisi. A person goes to King George, so if you're looking for Shivisi, it's a Shvar Avoid. It's more likely that the Chas V'Shalom be Nechshon. So then you know that's bad.
Where else are you supposed to make the yichud if not?
In Yonim of Roshus. In Yonim of Roshus. Not in Yonim of Tumah. That's the Sharish. In other words, the Tanya talks about the Sharish clippers of Tumah. Yes, and this clippers Noiga. Tumah's Noiga, you have to find the Shivisi. Roshus of Rabbim, it doesn't necessarily also just mean the Roshus of Rabbim. In those days, the Roshus of Rabbim, Mutz Nis, and it means the mother of clippers. Rabbim means the Hepech HaYichud. Yichud is one. Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is the makam of Rabbim, of Ribuy. There can be no princes there, but it's a place where there's a Ribuy of Edizoros, Klippus, whatever. A Ribuy. And there, very hard to find an Achdus in a place which is Mamish, by definition, a place of Ribuy of Rabbim.
Only Yosef?
Oh, Yosef, other than that. From a young age, he was Mamashmish Be'inov. Working hard on his eyes from a young age. Yaakov, when he'd been 130 years in Eretz Yisrael, Gematria Ayin, and then he felt ready. Then he wasn't a Sakana. That's the least of Krishna. So Kolchkem Bnei Adam Kamoini. Wow. So the Hedge Gemara in Ayin. So we're out of it. Hedge Gemara in Ayin. V'yev shel Arech Mitzav Yosef. Okay? That's in the Marech now. Mustn't go any more deeper into this paragraph. It's like Rian St. David and Tisha B'Av, he has Medrash. The whole afternoon he goes through Medrash Eich. Whoever wants in his office. So you're not allowed to learn Zach, you're not allowed to give a Gitab Shat in the Medrash on Tisha B'Av. So he reads it for then he says, Shut, okay, Ad Khan, let's read on. If you go any further over here, only the Rogachov was learned on Tisha B'Av.
Why?
He held himself an oinus. Held his oinus, he couldn't stop. He said, anyway, he's going to give him petch and shemayim for his affairs. So he should, if he anyways get petch, it's worth getting petch for learning Torah. So he said, he had the Yipsi Yerushalmi that he was masmechon as an oinus. Oinus is the mind and his lumber. So in the bathroom, he didn't, because the bathroom is a mokum and tumma. So there it's, remember, it's chas v'sham, so he used to run in and out, he used to come out with all his veins coming out already, like from keeping himself back, from Shemesir's Nefesh, from holding himself back from learning when he was in the bathroom. He used to come out, Mamish, he used to come out of Chayla. Tisha B'Av, he was sitting Shiva, he was passing Shilas. Couldn't hold himself away. Adi Tzis, Nishmasa. he did not have the Have no Musik is one of the Rishayna. Tzadikim said he's one of the Rishayna. Doesn't bring a chroni, he argues. Doesn't bring a chroni, doesn't pass him from Shulchan Aruch. Pass him straight out of the Rambam. Tzadikim said he's one of the Rishayna. He was Nehlan for me, it was before the times of the Achrayas, where he argues with Rishayim as well. It's like Echra Musa. It's a Musa of a Rishay. Kol Zayach L'Zach Echol L'Tai and Rav Koich. He was so hated to the Rav Chomu. He was Kol Kulay. Kol Kulay, Kol Kulay. Kamoy Vayer in Avram Mitzrayim. Kamoy Tzadik in Chol Tzchaim. Chol Tzchaim is a Malach. Tzadik in Musa, the Mishnah Bura, they said this much. What was it? College one of the sons in him. So the Mishnah Berurah, they said, this is Mamish, this is Tam Ganed. These people who are pushing Mamish Malach. Chakach v'yal Avram v'mitzrayim. You see, everything in Chutz Chaim, always look through most of his Ksovim. Not on Mishnah Berurah, so most of the Ksovim talk about Olam Haba and Ganed, and what the person's going to answer, what it's going to look like. The whole cup is in Ganed, Somebody was Matziah, he wants a Shidduch. Not him, whatever, I don't know, somebody came to him. He said it's a chasar. The Yenazite is poor, and they come from Dus, they come from Yenz. Straight away he said, ooh, that's Goramayla. Because in Yenavelt, somebody was poor and about Yisurim in this world is a big Oisha in Yenavelt. So he was Matziah to take the Shidduch. It's like, a Gitezach. He lived completely. In Yenavelt, it's Azoi. So therefore, that's the Achlota to make down here. He's in a different world, Bichlal. He's a Malach from a different world. Menschlem sent him down. You see the Ksovim of Talmud Torah, of the Pagomim, of Pagomics, and Yenevelt, and Yenevelt, and Lashon Hara, the Pagomim, everything about him is Yenevelt. He lived so much in Yenevelt, that's where he was. You know, he had a Aradik standing down here in this world, with Menschlem and Rachmanis on the door. Chakach v'yal Avram v'mitzrayim. Hoyla aliyah misham. V'yered Avram v'mitzrayim. Then he had an aliyah b'chimu vo b'zoya. No, if it says v'yered Avram v'mitzrayim, it was a b'chil as you read it for Avram. You should look for what would have happened to somebody else with the God of Mitzrayim. Who knows if you'd have had a yal from there. B'chimu vo b'zoya. Al-shah nema. Oh, v'yered v'mitzrayim. Ezra, whatever that's saying. It's Yishai, I don't know what it's saying, but it's kilo. Anybody else going down to Mitzrayim is in bad shape. And a key to Kinir Ravon and Talad Amos, oh, there you are. Simto, Bechotze, Sheena Shel Shneim. That's no Yigal. It's not mine, it's not yours. It's Sheena Shel Shneim. Sheena, it's a horror. Shel Shneim, Rav Dvorim, a Tarnk, and Hanish, Tati, the man of all the Moed. That's the Riyah. Chadish, Moed, the Kedach. Such a thing as a Riyah of Atala.
That's just called a bris because
bris means, yeah.
Where's the yichud by
Riyah? By Riyah?
Yeah.
That's good for Riyah. It says when you're Masiachet, in what you see, when you find the Kovod Ashkena, her Masiachet shown in a Kovod. In other words, what is yichud? Chedi yichud, it's not chedi yichud open air. Chedi yichud's closed and closed, right? Where's the Kovod Aboyer? It's hidden, it's concealed. So a person's Riyah goes into there. So he's in a chedi yichud. You got the peel on the outside, and inside you got the zach. So the whole yud kibavke is concealed in the shemilakim. So it says the Baal Tanya says ki the pasuk shemesh omogin Hashem elakim haba elakim. Shemesh omogin. There's a shemesh, and around the shemesh there's a mogin. There's a bag around the shemesh. That's the sod of. Hoytzi Hakadosh Baruch Hu Chama Min Aratika by Avraham Avinu. Which parish is Hoytzi Hakadosh Baruch Hu Chama Min Aratika? Vayera. What did you see? One Malach Hazoy, one Malach overturning stone, one Malach this. That's the Gemara Nedarim. Asid Lovay Hakadosh Baruch Hu Moitzi Chama Min Aratika Tzadikim Nisrapim Roshay Aleni. So Gilui of Asid Lovay, Klara Gilui of Asid Lovay. Why? Because Mavanshla is Moitzi Chama Min Aratika, meaning it's Moitzi Elakim, and then you went and you could see the Yud Kei Bavke. It was a Gilui of Lasid Lovay. Avraham Avinu saw the Re'iyah of Yud Kei Bavke. There's no Nartik. That's a Gilui. That's the parasha. It's called Vayera. It's a Re'iyah, the parasha. So that's the Sod. The Sod is that the Kus is hidden. if you climb inside. So who's there? You and the Yudkevavke. Who's on the outside? The Klippah. The Elikim, the Bria that we see. So every time you see it, every time a person does an avoida, in other words, on the outside, without avoida, he sees a Gashmis Tikazach. But his Ria looks for the Tcheles, looks for the Tachles, looks for the Chochma, looks for the Likus, the Yudkevavke, and finds it. So Pshat is, he's gone into that thing. So he's gone into that thing, so it's him and Havaya. Him and Havaya is a Yichud. Nobody else can see, because everybody sees the outside. So he's in a Cheder, he's in a Yichud. So that's Nisyach. So every time something's behesta, or the Kus is behesta in a person's, Megala that Mahus, he's inside. That's how he's Megala the Mahus. I'm up on the orange peel, I went inside. I was discussing yesterday with Danny when you said in the Kuda, we were speaking about that some people get impressed by on the outside. The outside is the peel. So they're going to go up to Shemayim full of orange peels. I am saying Shemayim, up here, orange peels get thrown in the garbage. And Olam Hazeh don't get thrown away in the garbage. All your life you were spending with peels. You would dove up to the outside, you would dove up to the peel. The tzaddik comes up to Shemayim, he comes up with the fruits. Free tzaddik eats chayim, he comes up with the fruits. The peel, you never had shaychas to. So there's no waste, that's what we're saying now. Comes out without waste. About Rasha, everything he does is l'tayva, because he only sees what's going on the outside. But the outside of everything is the peel. He comes up to Shemayim with orange peels, and then they tell him there's no mokum, peels go in the garbage. The person ignores the peel, ignores the klippah of everything in Olam Hazeh, and he focuses on the tailless and the tachlis, so he's inside, he's with the pri together. So everything with bria, there's a pri and there's a klippah. And that's why it's mitzvahs, Torah mitzvahs are called peiros. Because you took everything and you made a mitzvah. So you went straight into the peiri, and you went over to the peel.
Why, it's served that way
else, Bechir, why? Everything has to have a around it. A clip is a peel around it. We're using peel, the sharper is Haloshin, to make it easier, Haloshin and the other. Everything has a Hester, Hester's the peel. And some people are Dovuk to the Hester. Some people are Dovuk to Gashmiz. Dovuk to Gashmiz means you're Dovuk to peel. That's Baal Torah. That's worshipping waste. That's worshipping what's supposed to be thrown away. We can avoid that, what's supposed to be thrown away. But he does everything with tell us. No shaykh is to Baal Pohar. Mordi Kizach. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Chacham. Chacham Shebechar Alav. Tachlis HaChacham. Moshe Rabbeinu was buried across Baal Pohar. Molbez Pohar. Moshe Rabbeinu is Masakin. Everybody should come to his Tachlis. Everybody comes to his Tachlis. Baal Pohar is for the people who didn't do things the same Tachlis. Did it the same waste. Moshe Rabbeinu is kulei elikus ponim b'ponim diba avaya machem. There's no astora to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is ponim b'ponim diba Hashem. There's no astora to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why we couldn't look at Moshe Rabbeinu. He even couldn't look at Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no astora. It was kulei elikus. You can't lay your hand on the mechanis. You can't look at Moshe's face. Kikara no eponach. So Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no peel. There's no ponim b'ponim diba Hashem lachem. Kulei's galus. There's no hastara. Baal Pa'or is for people who dove up to the hastara. So Moshe versus Baal Pa'or, he's going to be Masak. It's going to be the tip of the Mitzvah. Shkoyech.
Someone told me the other day, I got very insulted when he told me, yeah, he's talking to Amshar Rebbe, but to the Rosh Hashiva.
Yeah.
So Shiva said, Amshar Rebbe. He's a big chacham, he's a wise man.
Wise man.
I got my head to him.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? No.
Now you understand what chacham.
He didn't mean that.
He didn't, yeah, say that.
He's like, a malach, you're calling him a
chacham. What's the matter of it? Does that mean there's a hastara? But you see a lakus. I'm not going to see a lakus. I'm just seeing a lakus. How about that? If a person doesn't, not only think of pnimis, I can't understand. I'm sure I understand.
Right.
How about that? So tzaddikim, the tzaddikim are so dovak that everything they do is, I'm sure whatever you see, everything he does is an avoida. Everything has a hachana to it. He said, Rav Chaim Shulevitz, the son of Avraham Shulevitz, the son of close to the Beis Yisrael, Avraham Shulevitz. You know, he had an Eloi, a Gon, and a Tzaddik. That's three sons. By the way, all Kula Rahov, I'm saying, they used to say, Rav Rafael is a Gon. And then there's, what's his name? Meir. You know Meir Shulevitz?
No.
Meir, that Eloyisha professor, doesn't know what he's wearing, doesn't know. You know, like, as I Eloyisha, I had Shura on Sanhedrin from him. And then with Kutzov, and then with Mandelbaum Sanhedrin, so we had once a week a vad with him. Eloyisha Be'eloyim, like, he used to phone up the radio with these mathematic. He was putting on the radio these mathematical, what do you call them?
Equations.
And they hear the equation, and whoever gets the first phones up. So he used to phone while he was saying it, while the person on the radio was saying it. Because as the person finished, he had to answer, Eli. Avraham is a tzaddik, the Makor of the Beis Yisrael. So Ingemann told me, and Vision Tzachos, his father, Rosh Yehoshua Itri, Bretler, you know Bretler from Itri, Rosh Yehoshua Itri. His son told me that Avraham Shulevitz came, was at a chasna, and Amshnover came to the chasna. Avraham Shulevitz came to this Bretler, and his father, this is Chabazin Amshnover Rebbe. And this Bretler is a vision itself. He goes to Amshnov a lot. He says, Bretler says, how are you mug this such a mensch? He says, Mamshu was saying over here. He says, Mizet, was er tut, er steht vor Emetzen. Whatever he's standing before something. Like standing before the Rabban Shem. Everything he does, you know, you see him by Chasna, same as you see him by Tish, you see him by him. He doesn't look around. You know, Chasna is exactly the same thing. It's shuckling. Every single thing he's doing in an oifen of avoider. He's finding it to Ellis. That's something that, you know, Hagdora, hello? Shabbat 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 Shabbat